Police Chief Julian Fantino is offering to speak personally with the abductors of the 9-year-old girl. He says investigators still haven't heard from anybody. It would be nice, says Fantino, if we did hear from someone. The number killed by wildfires in Southern California has now reached 20, including a firefighter. He lost his life, and three other firefighters were critically injured when they were overcome by flames in San Diego County. More than 2,600 homes have been destroyed as the fires continue to burn. Tobacco use among Canadian teenagers may be sliding, but their use of marijuana is at a 25-year high. 54% of those aged 15 to 19 say they've smoked a joint more than once. 22% say they smoke cigarettes regularly. This is according to a Health Canada survey. We've heard about how too much television isn't good for kids. What about reading too much? A Washington pediatrician reports seeing a few kids during the summer who had headaches. Headaches, he concluded, were caused by 6- and 8-hour marathon reading sessions. So what book had gripped their attention? The latest Harry Potter book, all 768 pages. Do read, the doctor tells children. Just take a break once in a while. 1050 Chum Sports, it's exactly what the Raptors need. Vince Carter back in fine form. He had 39 points. He led the Raptors past New Jersey 90-87 in the season opener. The Raptors host Washington tomorrow night. Leafs are back on the ice tonight visiting Buffalo, where they have won just 2 games in 12 years. And Curtis Joseph gets the start and goal for the Red Wings against Nashville tonight. It's his first start this season as the Wings try to generate interest from other teams. It's 9:04 at Chum. Now the best of Henny, a commentary from September 1997.
A letter to newspaper advice columnist Miss Manners this week from a lady who complains about people who stare at her hairy legs. I'm proud of my legs, she says, and my husband finds them very sexy. Personally, I don't understand the problem. This from a poor unfortunate who also suffers the scornful stares from people snickering at the sight of my barren chest. A good growth is supposed to be a sign of male virility, and I can count mine on the fingers of one hand. What about the poor guy who amuses the neighborhood children by shaving a maze through his back hair? Where's your sense of humor, lady? Lighten up. Okay, so it's a bit embarrassing when you're walking down the street in shorts and folks see your hairy legs and begin stocking up on canned goods, thinking you're forecasting a long winter. And I'll admit it's a bit uncouth for guys to be shouting out the car window, "Why don't you dreadlock those things? Braid it, beat it, buzz it, blow dry, and back comb those legs, ma'am, and you're ready to go dancing." Everywhere daddy, daddy has. I'm sorry to sound so insensitive, but as I have often mentioned, there aren't many of us who are perfect. Rosie O'Donnell likes to show off her mole hair, which tends to make me gag, but her audience loves her. Everyone has something unusual in their appearance. I know a woman who jokes about her husband. Sure, he's ugly, but he gives great nose. How about the curse of the humongous boobs, or no boobs at all? He's got a nice ass, or in my case, no ass at all. Ear hair, nose hair, eyebrows that look like they were knitted from ear to ear. Let me count the flaws. Talk about paranoia. I have a blind friend who claims he can sense when people are staring at him. Get a grip there, lady. Lay a little Vidal Sassoon on that leg fur and walk proud, I say. Signed, your friend, Brian Manners Henderson.
It's 9:06. 1050 Chum Traffic. Here's Nancy Krantz.
Some good news in transit. The TTC has cleared a problem on the Danforth subway line at the Broadview station. We're seeing lots of continuing volume delays on the major routes. As well, we have a lane block with a garbage truck that's leaking fuel northbound on the Don Valley Parkway, just north of Don Mills. We also have a collision westbound on the QEW at the third line. In town, a collision is blocking eastbound Eglinton at Jane. We also have troubles Queen east of Woodbine and northbound Keel and Annette. A real construction slowdown along Eglinton between Dufferin and Bathurst, also at Islington and Bloor, and a collision still closing off the intersection of Industrial Parkway and St. John's, and also we've got problems with the traffic lights in that area as a result. 1050 Chum Traffic.
Weather's next on 1050 Chum.
EFCO guy here with a new fitness craze. Take 1.5, everybody! Homeowners from Hanover to Whitby and now Toronto are getting financially fit thanks to HEVCO's new Healthy Mortgage, up to 1.5% off our posted 5-year rate. Don't know HEVCO? We help 78,000 people keep their money in shape, and we started in 1942. Trim your mortgage. Call 1-800-268-8023. HEVCO Credit Union. Better because we're in it together. All right, 3 and 2 and 1.5.
Absolutely fabulous. That's what you'll say when you taste a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. At Ruth's Chris, your age prime steak is broiled at 1800 degrees and served sizzling. If it doesn't sizzle, send it back. Downtown in the Hilton, Toronto, and now in marvelous Mississauga. We're at 77 City Center Drive, just west of Highway 10 in Burnhamthorpe. Come in soon and come hungry, darling.
1050 Chum weather, cloudy with sunny periods today, the high 12. A few clouds tonight, the low 9. Cloudy with sunny periods tomorrow and windy, tomorrow's high 19. Slight chance of showers Saturday, the high 16. I'm Doug Beaumont. It's 8 degrees at 1050 Chum.
After 45 years on the air and behind the scenes at Chum, Bob Lane is calling it a day. In his honor, today is Bob Lane Day. On 1050 Chum.
You'll have more music. You'll never be loved. If you keep listening to the Bob Lane Show.
More with Bob Lane coming up on 1050 Chum. It's officially Bob Lane Day. So that's the reason we have Bob Lane here.
Good enough reason for me.
Yeah, it's Bob Lane Day from Chum. New vaudeville band. I don't think you remember the old vaudeville band.
No, it's way before my time, I'll tell you that.
Except coming from a historic family of musicians and things like that that we
probably,
talk about.
Yeah, they would remember that.
11 after the hour, 9:11 from 1050 Chum. I'm Tom Rivers, setting in for Henning in the Morning with Nancy Krant and CJ the DJ. We've got the celebrity himself, Bob Lane, in the studio now.
Can I have your autograph, please, sir?
We got to...
You take me back to the CNE. You don't want too
I've
many
I've got
CNE.
An email about that.
Do you? Go
yes,
ahead.
As a matter of fact, this is from Catherine Brooks, who sends an email and says, I was small when you worked at 1050 Chum, the best place in the world. I wish you all the best. My mother always used to win Chum towels and Frisbees and give them to me. I also remember the Chum trailer at the CNE.
So do I.
Where I danced on the stage. Those were the days when you could get lots of free stuff and eat all the food in the food building. Best of luck, Kat.
Thank you, Kat. I remember the CNE, too, and I remember the Chum trailer, and I remember what we used to do in it. No, I can't tell it.
Is this a tent thing again?
No.
No, he moved up. He was gone from the tent camping out to a trailer now.
No. The Chum trailer, it was a wonderful thing. it really was. It was terrific, except it suffered from wood rot toward its end. And our VP of sales at that time, a gentleman who's passed on, Wes Armstrong, mm-hmm. took it out to his cottage. Then we discovered that anything that was in the building that nobody wanted,
he took out to his cottage.
Including a Coke machine.
Yeah.
Now,
and an old vending machine. I remember that.
You know, you've got a great Wes Armstrong story, but don't tell it.
A Coke machine? A Coke machine up at his cottage?
Yeah.
He took Johnny Mitchell to the cottage?
I think. Now, does anybody ever remember Johnny Mitchell?
Oh, yeah, that
me?
Was one, yeah.
But there were three sections of the Chum trailer. There was the front part, glassed in. That was the studio.
Yeah, that was
studio.
The announcer booth, sure.
Yep. And then the one end, there was a room and a stage, and that's where we stood and signed autographs and all this stuff. And then there was a part in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The part in the middle?
There was a part in the middle.
There was a part in the middle.
There was a part in the middle.
And we're just going to...
There was a part in the middle.
Uh-huh.
I think that's where the wood rot started.
Maybe we'd like to hear your Beatles story instead, since you alluded to that
actually,
earlier.
Actually, before we get into the Beatles, we've got the Beatles story coming up because Bob's got an extensive history with the Beatles. But Gordy Lightfoot.
One of my favorite people. As a matter of fact, I'm sure you know, nobody else would know. Gordy owns the building just north of us at the corner of, what is that?
Rose Hill.
Yeah, Young, Rose Hill and Young, yeah.
Where the restaurant is, to Rose Hill and all the rest of it. And his mm-hmm. offices are in there. And so every once in a while I see Gordy on the street. But Gordon Lightfoot was one of the very first people I ever interviewed on the radio and got to know. And the very first song, and I can't remember what it was, Gordy Lightfoot's very first song was produced by a guy named Art Snyder, who was the brother of a fellow named Lou Snyder, who used to do a show on Chum with a piano and everything out of this big studio that we're in right now.
You're kidding. Kind of a live music
thing? Oh, yeah,
thing?
We did. Yeah. Gord Lightfoot paid for that session. Now, he's come a long way, baby.
Absolutely.
He paid for his first session.
Good grief.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've got some Gordon Lightfoot here on Bob Lane Day from 1050 Chum. Here's Carefree Highway, then we'll get into the Beatles.
I'm going on that highway soon.
Yeah. Retiring.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Every highway seen better days. The morning after blue.
1050 Chum and the Carefree Highway at 9:17. Bob Lane Day. Bob retiring tomorrow from 1050 Chum after 45 years of stellar service, I might add.
Thank you.
And it's a real honor for me to be here in the Henny in the Morning Show and have you in with me.
Well,
I mean, you and I met.
My retirement.
Is that a hint?
You and I met when I first came. You were the first person I met from Chum because you picked me up at the airport.
I did. I picked you up at the airport, and you were a nice guy. We won't talk about your first wife.
No.
Was she your first wife?
Yes.
We won't talk about her.
Yeah, they'll never find the body.
But, yes, that's right.
What did you think when this big Hulk came off the plane? He's 6 foot eight and probably not.
Well, our program director was a fellow named J. Robert Wood, mm-hmm. and he said to me, "You need to do me a favor. I've got this guy coming in. He's coming in at the airport." And I was managing Chum FM in these days, but it just shows you what a great guy I was. And he said, "Would you do me a favor and go pick this guy up at the airport?" And I said, "Sure, I'll do that for you." How will I know him? He said, "You'll know him." And I said, "How will I know him?" He said, "He's as tall as the sign." So, yeah, I did, and I brought you downtown. And then once I picked you up at the airport, you had your first wife with you, and she wasn't very pleasant, as I recall.
Talk about the Beatles. Yeah, there's still outstanding issues on that one. But, let's talk about the Beatles. They came to town.
Did you bounce that check?
They came to that's an inside, Bob. You're not allowed to go there.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about the Beatles because you were right here in the midst of that big transition.
Who knew then and who cared? But I was one of the first guys to play a Beatles song. The first song, Love Me Do, is that it?
Yeah. Love Me Do.
Love Me Do.
I know, but this title's the title's stuck.
Oh, Nancy. No wonder you didn't make it through school. the song got added onto the playlist at probably 4 o'clock in an afternoon, and it may have been played once or twice. Mm-hmm. And then I came in at midnight, and we just played it in the rotations. Like I said earlier, when the song came up, you played it. And I played this song, and I thought to myself, I don't know who these guys are with this terrible name, but wow, what a talent they are. And then, of course, next week there was another song, and next week there was another song, and it just kept going. Mm-hmm. The Beatles came to Toronto, and there was a fight between Chum and the then-competitor CKEY, which was at 580 on the dial. And this is how I met my dear and close friend, Duff Roman, who works here at Chum and still works here at Chum, mm-hmm. even though he's old like me. and we had those trailers we were just talking about, and they were about 50 feet apart and facing each other. Duff was in one. I was in the other, and Chum won up the competition on a cold, cold day with all these kids waiting to get tickets for the Beatles. And that's what it was.
Was it just a madhouse?
It was
a
zoo.
Yeah.
I mean, it was those days when, you know, the lineups, well, I guess they still are, all night around the corner at Maple Leaf Gardens to get tickets to see the Beatles.
Yeah, but this was the Beatles. This wasn't like Bon Jovi or anything.
But they weren't. I think that the kids knew before we did just who these guys were and what they were going to be. Mm-hmm. And they were standing in line. We brought coffee. Chum brought
coffee. Oh, you were a
coffee. I can't. And you looked at things like that and you said, there's the difference. And that's why Chum is Chum. Because we had guys like Alan Farrell who brought coffee. I remember this like I played it yesterday. The Beatles on 1050 Chum.
With Bob Lane at 9:21.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. Love me do. Ooh, love me do. Yeah, love me do.
of me do. Caught me with my headphones up.
Yes, we did.
10:50, Chum. It's Bob Lane's retirement date, and the best of Bob Lane we've got with us is the best of Bob Lane.
Well, I'm here.
Which makes sense. I know, and you sound like you never left the air.
Thank you.
I might add. Did you meet the Beatles personally? I mean,
yes. We were backstage because Jane Elson introduced them.
Right.
Although Jane Elson could have gone out and said anything you wanted.
You would have heard them.
You could hear them. Actually, we were standing on the side of the stage, off stage.
Sure.
Couldn't hear them. Could not hear the group.
Wow.
For the noise in the crowd. Could not hear them. The guy I got to spend a little bit of time with more than any was Harrison. And he was so shy and quiet that he just went over in a corner. The other guys were having
working
a great time.
Yeah,
working the room. And George kind of moved off, and I kind of moved off with him, and we had about 5 minutes together, and it was really neat. And they were everything you read and everything you hear and everything you see is dead on. I mean, they were real, and they never pretended. They were what they were.
Did you see the transition coming from the Elvis crowd to the Beatles crowd? Could you see the separation in there?
Sure. I mean, Elvis, and I hate to say this, Roger Ashby's here, and Elvis lives. I have to talk to you about that, Reg. But
we've got Roger coming up in about 20 minutes' time, as a matter of fact.
20 minutes. Can you stay that long?
I'll come back.
He has to go to the washroom.
Yeah. You have something better to do?
I have a job to do, Nancy.
Oh.
No kidding.
Just yes. Sitting around.
I've heard you on the radio.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, you did. You saw it coming. You could see a little bit of a battle going on. Just as we saw the battle when Elvis usurped Sinatra, the mm-hmm. Beatles were coming in and Elvis was fighting. And Roger knows a great deal more about Elvis than I do. But, I think the Beatles were part of his undoing. Is that fair?
Oh, I think so, yeah. It was a whole new generation of people, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And a whole new sound. They wrote their own songs. They played their own instruments.
It was a revolution.
It was a revolution.
Which sounds like a song cue.
Yeah,
9:25 at 10:50, Chum. It's the Bob Lane Show, and Roger Ashby joins us, like I said, about 15 minutes from now. 15, Rog, not 20. Okay.
He said fine.
Here's traffic and Nancy Cred.
We're seeing some signs of improvement out there on the major routes, starting to ease up a little bit, but still some problems. Westbound on the Queenie at the third line. In town, we have the eastbound lanes of Eglinton blocked with a collision at Jane. We also have a collision at Jane and Steeles, and another eastbound Steeles at the 404. Still closed off is the intersection of Industrial Parkway and St. John's. This report brought to you by Lens Crafters, and now you can get 50% off all lenses, including bifocals and no lines. This is an offer you won't want to miss. Lens Crafters, you'll see, they're better. It's supposed to be mainly cloudy. I'll tell you, there's lots of bright sunshine and blue sky out there right now. We're looking at a high of 12 today. Cloudy with sunny periods, windy and warm with a high of 19 tomorrow. Currently 9 degrees at 10:50, Chum.
Burton Cummings, you got some stories about him.
I got a lot of stories about him.
Bob Lane joins us with Burton coming up next on 10:50, Chum.
Soon it'll be flu season. And now more than ever, we all recognize how serious infectious disease can be. But there's something you can do about the flu. Plan on getting your flu shot. It's easy and it's free. By getting your flu shot, you protect yourself, protect your family, and the people around you. For most, it's the smart thing to do. Get the shot. For a clinic near you, call 1-866-358-6968. Let's beat the flu. A message from the Government of Ontario.
Sleep Country Canada.
Did you know we have one of the largest selections of name brand mattresses in Canada?
Christine, that doesn't surprise me. But I've heard you say that your competitors run ads for Sleep Country.
They sure do. It's because of our low price guarantee. We'll beat everyone else's prices by 5% or more on comparable products every day.
So every time I see a mattress ad from one of your competitors...
Bring it in. Sleep Country will beat it.
Yeah, but what if it's their best sale price ever?
It doesn't matter. Sleep Country will beat any price, anytime, by 5% or more, even up to 60 days after you buy.
So, every mattress ad is an ad for Sleep Country.
Yeah, except remember, our prices will be at least 5% lower.
Sleep Country saves you even more. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Sleep Country, Canada. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Don't miss Sleep Country's Sealy clearance sale. They're making room for new models with clearance pricing on every Sealy Posturepedic mattress. Hurry in before they're all gone. Call 1-888-SLEEP-88.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Olga Intimate Apparel points out that Canada has one of the highest incidence rates of breast cancer in the world. While there's still much that isn't known about breast cancer, we do know that early detection is an effective weapon. Get the facts. Contact the Breast Cancer Society of Canada today at 1-800-567-8767 or online at bcsc.ca. A reminder from Olga Intimate Apparel, making every day exquisite.
Available at department stores and fine lingerie boutiques.
I can't believe that's Jake. Who did those?
A fellow named Doug Thompson, who used to be a producer here, still a very, very dear friend. I had lunch with him yesterday, as a matter of fact.
928 at 1050, Chum. Burton Cummings.
Burton Cummings used to hang out when I was managing in Winnipeg. He would hang out with us in the office because Burton had nothing to do. But what
really?
A great talent. Nothing to do, but what a talent. Here he's going to sing a song called No Sugar Tonight.
Which was part of a medley that he did, No Sugar Tonight, New Mother Nature. You remember that?
No.
You only played this part, so listen.
Lonely feeling deep inside. Find a corner where I can hide.
Down. 10:50, Chum. No Sugar Tonight.
See, I remember that part.
You remember that part,
I
but
do.
It goes into the extended part, which is No Sugar Tonight, New Mother Nature,
well,
and then it goes back
didn't.
Into No Sugar Tonight.
Yeah, you know, but
You were on FM. You were the program director of FM.
Yeah,
you would have. You
would have
played that whole thing.
Well, we might have. I don't remember. What year was that?
I believe that was in the late 60s and the early. You weren't dabbling in that sort of stuff, were you,
no,
Mr. Lane?
No.
And that's why you don't remember?
That FM culture.
That FM culture, yeah. That's what.
Comment from the news department. You know, you always had to watch out for the newsies.
9:31, time for a 1050 Chum information update. Then back with more of Bob Lane Day on 1050 Chum. Here's Doug Beaumont.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning. Premier Dalton McGuinty addresses the Economic Club of Toronto today. He'll be talking about how his government plans to tackle the big deficit left behind by the Tories. An independent audit shows Ontario's current budget deficit is $5.6 billion. It will impact on Liberal campaign promises. She's been missing 10 days now, but there's still no word from the abductors of 9-year-old Cecilia Zhang. Police Chief Julian Fantino is offering to speak with the abductors himself if they wish. Toronto police have arrested a man for impersonating an officer. Elderly female motorists were targeted for thefts and fraud. George Apostolou, of no fixed address, faces 50 charges. 61-year-old Paul McCartney and wife Heather Mills have a baby, a 7-pound baby girl. She's 3 weeks premature, but doing well in London. In sports, Vince Carter and the Raptors rallied to beat the Nets 90-87 in their season opener. The Leafs are in Buffalo tonight. It's 9:32. 10:50 Chum traffic. Here's Nancy Krant.
Well, starting to look a lot better on those major routes, though. Westbound on the QEW is still slow from the 403 to the third line. Problems there have cleared, though. We have a collision blocking the eastbound lanes of Eglinton at Jane. Also problems on Sherbourne north of Carlton Street. A construction jam up on Eglinton between Dufferin and Bathurst, also at Islington and Bloor, and still the closure at Industrial Parkway in St. John's. 1050 Chum traffic.
Weather's next on 1050 Chum.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Arbor Glen is a special enclave of Mattamy homes in the vibrant heart of Georgetown. These substantial homes are surrounded by ravines and a golf course. Arbor Glen is Georgetown's finest new community.
On the sunny side of the street.
The older I get, the more I learn. I've learned that one in four Canadian women over the age of 50 have osteoporosis.
That's why prevention and treatment are so important. So no matter what age you are, it's never too early or too late to start thinking about osteoporosis.
Whether you may be at risk or are currently diagnosed with osteoporosis, visit your local Shoppers Drug Mart and book a one-on-one consultation with your specially trained Health Watch pharmacist. Book your appointment now for Osteoporosis Consultation Day, Thursday, November 6th.
10:50 Chum weather, cloudy with sunny periods today, the high 12. A few clouds tonight, the low 9. Cloudy with sunny periods tomorrow, windy. Tomorrow's high 19. Slight chance of showers Saturday, the high 16. I'm Doug Beaumont. It's 9 degrees at 10:50 Chum.
Bob Lane makes it happen. C-H-U-M with the power.
We'll be right back.
1050 Chum on Bob Lane Day. Buddy Holly tune with the Rolling Stones. You probably played both of those, didn't you?
I played Buddy Holly. Do you know that I was on the air when that plane went down with Holly and the Big Bopper?
No.
Yes, I was on the air. I read the bulletin about 4 o'clock in the morning.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Down in Iowa somewhere, wasn't it?
Wherever it was. I'm too old to remember. Ashby will remember because he's a kid.
But that was the days when the day the music died, they say.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the Rolling Stones. We just played Not Fade
Away
by the Stones.
Just very briefly, when the Stones first began and wanted to be different than everybody else and have a reason to stand out, Mick Jagger declared that the Rolling Stones never bathed. And that's right, he did that. And our program director, who at the time was Alan Slate, who has gone on to become extremely rich.
Yeah, he owns a bunch of tennis courts.
Yeah, right. He used to own a basketball team.
Yes,
that guy.
Right, yeah.
He and I started here on the same day. He became rich. I became handsome.
What can you do?
Anyway, he decided that we would not play the Rolling Stones.
Not play the Stones.
Until the Stones declared that they would take a bath. We were not going to play the Stones.
Good grief. It's almost like today because record places aren't stocking the Stones in their...
I don't want to get into that because I don't agree with what they're doing.
9:37 at 10:50, Chum. Let's play one of Bob's jingles from the Johnny Mann Singers here.
Did you Bob Lane last night, all night long? Did you Bob Lane?
Did you Bob Lane last night? Did you Bob Lane last night? Now, that's the Johnny Mann Singers. We talked about them earlier, but we also have another track of Johnny Mann Singers doing
Kiss Your Ashby, 1050 Chum.
Kiss Your Ashby.
Now, we have a copy of that with the guys laughing.
Yes.
When they did mine, it was, Did You Get Lane Last Night?
Ooh.
And that's how it was written.
That's what it was originally supposed to be.
And they fell down, and whoever was producing it decided that they better change it, and it was, Did You Bob Lane Last Night? but your jingle, they did that on their own.
They did that on purpose, and you can hear Johnny Mann on the master tape say, Keep that, give it to him, make sure he hears it.
Roger Ashby joins
over
us.
Over and over again.
Roger Ashby joins us here on Bob Lane Day from Chum Ridge. Welcome.
Happy to be here, Bob.
And what's your history with Bobo?
Well,
did he pick you up at the airport?
No. I didn't pick him up at the airport. Roger,
I drove in from Hamilton, as I recall.
Right. That's right. You did. I mean, I was here for the start of so many careers.
Well, you were doing middays when I started.
That's
here.
Right.
You were doing 11 to 3.
I was doing banker's hours. The greatest shift in the whole wide world.
I took that over from
early.
You, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did the all-night show after
I did.
Me.
Yeah.
And I remember I came in one day to do the all-night show because you were sick and there was nobody to do it. And J. Robert Wood called and said, I need you to do midnights. And I said, oh, my God. And I went in and I did it. And I remember this like yesterday. I came into Ashby and I said, what did you do to my show? Nobody phoned to offer me food.
I rectified that over the
years. Yes. Yeah. At 3 o'clock in the morning, every cab company in town would call and say, what do you want?
Yeah.
Especially co-op when they were... Yeah. Our cab company.
Yeah. I remembered when I was working at weekends. We used to do six-day-a-week shifts. And I remember Bobo was doing the Saturday morning show until like 10. And I came in about 9:30 or something. I was sitting in the studio just trying to wake up and figure out what to do. And I'll always remember this. He played the Everly Brothers. That's old-fashioned, right? And he said, well, for those of you having a morning drink, that's an old-fashioned.
Who wrote that for you, Bob?
I didn't. At that point in time, I didn't know what an old-fashioned was. I actually had to go to a bartender's book to look that up and find out what it was. And I thought, that's funny.
See, I was even old then.
Well, I remember meeting you at the CNE in 1966 or 67 before I worked here, just as a fan,
Did I sign an autograph
for
you?
One of those drooling fans.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, you virtually ignored me is what you did.
This little friend over here.
And no, you were good. You stopped and you talked to me, and I said how much I enjoyed Chum and everything. And then, oddly enough, there a couple of years later, I was working here. But I do remember lying in bed. That was a stupid thing to remember. But lying in bed in the summer of 1962, listening to you. And, of course, where did I live at the time? I was in Brantford. Lived in Brantford. Listening to overnight radio on Chum, you were on the air and you're playing Forgive Me by Babs Tino. Remember
oh
that song?
God, yes.
Which is a great old song. And I just remember listening to that and thinking, even at that age then, that I wanted to work at Chum someday.
And here you are.
And here I am. Yeah,
and you've had a wonderful career.
Yeah.
Where's Babs Tino now?
Where's Babs Tino? Yeah.
We've got to figure that out.
Roger Ashby has had a better career than Babs Tino, I'll tell you.
Roger Ashby from Chum FM. Thanks for stopping by, Roger.
My pleasure.
Have
a great
day,
Bob.
He also does a Saturday morning oldie show here on 1050 Chum.
Sunday morning.
At 9:41.
Close, Nancy.
Here's Nancy Cranton. Traffic.
Duh. It is starting to look much better on the major routes. Still slow one on the QEW from the 403 to the third line. Problems there are gone. We have the eastbound lanes of Eglinton blocked off with a collision at Jane Street. Also problems on Adelaide between Duncan and John Streets. Sherbourne north of Carlton. Construction really tying up traffic on Eglinton between Dufferin and Bathurst. Also at Islington and Bloor. And just north of the city, still that closure at Industrial Parkway in St. John's. This report brought to you by Bento's Auto and Service Center. It's open 24 hours a day on Dundas, west of Dufferin at Sheridan. We are looking at supposedly a mainly cloudy day today. You could have fooled me. There's a lot of sunshine out there right now. What's that?
Beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's because it's my day. It wouldn't rain.
That's right. He wouldn't allow it.
No.
A high of 12 today, up to 19 tomorrow with a mix of sun and cloud. Right now, 9 degrees at 1050 Chum.
At 9:42, more with Bob Lane coming up. We'll talk about new music, videos, and TV when we come back.
And now, Q&A with Bento, owner of Bento's Auto and Service Center. Bento.
Yes?
Is it true you're open 24 hours a day?
Yes.
Do you sell tires?
Yes.
Do you fix tires?
Yes.
Brakes?
Yes.
How about engines?
Yes. Yes, everything.
Good. Now, let's say it's 10 at night. I can just drive in and you're there for me?
Yes. Wait a minute. Maybe not me, but one of my specialists.
Bento's Auto and Service Center, 1544 Dundas West, west of Dufferin at Sheridan.
We never close.
Yes.
Quick, what do these three words have in common? A violinist, Robin Hood, presents.
They all have bows!
How about this one? A comb, a shark, a saw.
Teeth.
These are just a couple of teaser riddles from my family's favorite board game, Best of Tri-Bond. All you have to do is figure out the common bond between three things. With over 2 million copies sold, Best of Tri-Bond is the fun way to bring family and friends together. Here's another. Turkey, chicken, and a drummer.
They all have drumsticks!
Look for Best of Tri-Bond at toy departments everywhere.
Play Tri-Bond with Gord James every Monday to Friday between 4 and 5.
Hey, it's Dr. Flea.
Dr. Flea, I've got an itch to shop.
Hey, I've got the remedy. We're open every weekend, 10 till 5, at Highway 27 and Albion Road.
Do I need an appointment? What's it going to cost me?
At Dr. Flea's, it's free admission, free parking, free hourly giveaways, and lots of action. Over 400 vendors, huge outdoor farmers market, something for everyone. Highway 27 and Albion Road, or call 416-745-FLEA.
You sound just like a commercial.
Hey.
Yesterday, I got lucky playing the daily lotteries. So today, I've gone on a shopping spree for my wife and bought all those fancy designer labels she always talks about. I picked up some Dolce and Gabbana, Coco Chanel, Ives Street Laurent, and even Gookie. Hang on a second. Excuse me, miss. Do you carry Versace?
Carry who, sir?
Apparently she knows nothing about fashion.
Daily draws, daily winners. How will your life change from one day to the next? Play today at your lottery retailer.
9:44 at 10:50 Chum. I'm Tom Rivers in for Henning in the morning. It's Bob Lane Day. Bob's retiring after 45 years.
I don't know if I was ever retiring.
Just kind of enjoying things.
Well, yeah.
I'm kind of enjoying things. I want to talk to you about, you played music in the 50s. You played the doo-wop, the country, rockabilly, British Invasion, right on up. You became the program director of Chum FM.
Right.
Going into the underground music and the all-over-the-road music that was in the 60s and 70s and things like that. What era of music do you like?
Well, remember, I grew up in the 50s, so I really like the 50s music. But the 60s is what brings back all the memories for me, because that was the music I played here at Chum. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of a 60s guy, a throwback, if you will. But that's my music is all that stuff out of the 60s.
Yeah, does it go back to big band?
I love big band. Yeah. Now, my dad did that to me. My dad loved big band, and that's all I heard.
Yeah.
And so I love listening to big band. And, of course, they've taken all those scratchy 78s and everything and put them onto CD so I can enjoy them all over again.
Absolutely.
So I love big band. I love the 50s and I love the 60s. By the time the 70s came around, you know, I was into the Chum FM era of music as opposed to the 1050 Chum kind of music.
Yeah.
Although, sitting back at Chum FM, do you remember Amazing Grace by the Royal
Dragoon Piper Band? Yeah.
We played that. It was so popular at Chum FM that we forced Chum AM to play it. Now, ask me if that was a that's a happy day.
That's very, very positive. Do you listen to music today and the new music today?
Oh, I listen to all kinds of music. Yeah. I don't like rap.
No.
It's the only thing. I don't like the lyrics.
Drew the line. I guess 5 decades of music is your limit then.
I guess. Yeah.
Bob Lane Day from 1050 Chum.
Bob Lane is here with music built on the show with you in mind. The tunes that you all want to hear. We hope you had fun Thursday. You'll enjoy it. CHUM 1050 Toronto. The perfect combination of Toronto's favorite station is Bob Lane. Swinging music and you.
Robbie Lane and the Disciples.
Good buddies. I used to tell everybody I was him, and he would tell everybody that he was me. We lied.
Here's Fannie Mae at 1050 Chum. Robbie Lane, not to be confused with Bob Lane.
Bobby Lane and Robbie Lane.
Yeah.
All those guys.
Everybody confused things. It's Bob Lane Day here at 1050 Chum, 949.
You know what? I just got that.
You're kidding.
No.
Do you understand now?
Yes.
You just got Robbie Lane, Bob Lane?
Yes, but the whole, he said he was you.
I'm not making any comment about that at all because remember what my horoscope said. What did my horoscope say? It said,
yeah.
What did it say? I can't even read it here.
Something
where
about
am I?
What you discussed today.
It
be
says,
careful.
Be careful what you discuss today.
Yeah.
So I will not discuss your blonde hair.
That will go along with the tent comment that we heard earlier on in the program.
Well, that's in the book, so that's cool.
There's so many other things I want to ask you. I mean, 2 hours is not enough to sit around and talk to a guy with the reputation and knowledge of yourself. You and I have maintained friendships over the years. And I just, for me, it's such an honor to work with you.
Thank you. And I say that back.
Even to the point of I would hear from third-party people, I had lunch with Bob Lane today, or I talked to Bob Lane today, and he said to say hi to you. And I always respected that. I always thought, wow, what a guy.
Well,
a lot of people have forgotten me.
No one will ever forget you. Jay Nelson once said of you, Tom Rivers, the guy who smoked the sign. That's what he said. How could anybody
funny.
Ever forget that?
Yeah.
And no one will ever forget
that's,
you.
Okay, I'll
I had a,
that.
First of all, I had a magnificent morning. This was great. I wish I had started at 6. No, that's a lie. I was very happy to start at 8 o'clock because I got up at 6 o'clock to do that, and that was a chore.
And I've always wanted to be your opening act, so I had 2 hours of getting people ready for it.
And this was a real pleasure. I'm looking forward to being in with Gord James.
This afternoon.
Yeah, I didn't hire Gord James with Chum FM. He applied. He was in Hamilton, and he applied, and I didn't hire him.
Mm-hmm.
So I can hardly wait to be on with him this afternoon and see what happens to me.
There was kind of a flip in the late 60s with AM and FM.
Yes.
Because FM started off to be your artsy-dotsy thing.
Well, Chum FM was classical when it first went on the air.
Right.
With some very talented guys who didn't play it like, if you'll excuse the expression, CBC does,
mm-hmm.
who believes that this is extremely serious music, till you go down to St. Lawrence Center and see Amadeus and you realize these guys were nut bars that wrote this music.
Yeah.
And why are these guys taking it so seriously?
Yeah.
But the guys at Chum FM didn't. They had a good time. They had a good run. And then it went to this underground progressive thing. It was being run by a fellow named Gary Ferrier.
Mm-hmm.
Gary went down to Los Angeles to write for the Johnny Cash Show. And it left an opening. And didn't I get it? You betcha. And, we took it from over a 4-year period. Basically, we took it from this underground guys who were playing paper and comb on the air, doing anything they wanted, playing whatever,
mm-hmm.
to a radio station. I would call it an adult hits radio station by today's standards.
Absolutely, sure.
And that was kind of the turnaround and the beginning of a new thing for FM that has evolved into what Chum FM is today.
I mean, we could, speaking from an AM side of things, we could actually feel the turning of the dial from when someone would be involved in a focus group or something like that, and they would say, "Oh, I don't listen to AM."
Yeah,
You know, they edit their records. They talk over the music. They do this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, it's kind of like cool to listen to FM, in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, and AM, I think, felt it and started to make some changes, for better or worse. But I guess nobody really sat down and said, hey, it's the fidelity of the band that's hurting AM, not what the jocks are doing and not necessarily the records that we were playing, but what it sounded like. And, you know, that's what it's what it sounded like stunted the growth of FM in the early days when it used to be down in rec rooms in huge boxes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And never in a kitchen and never in a bedroom.
Yeah.
To now it's, you know, I mean,
everywhere.
It's doing so well.
What about satellite radio and digital radio?
Satellite radio will probably somewhere down the pike. I think it's going to happen. It's doing okay in the States. It's got its problems, its growth problem, but so did FM. Digital radio... let me reserve comment on it because I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I think
AM and FM are supposedly meeting.
Yeah, and digital radio sounds spectacularly. And my good buddy Duff Roman is kind of the spearhead of this. He's like the Marconi of digital radio.
Yeah.
And
the Reggie Fessenden.
No, no. He has fought like hell. Oh, there's that word. For digital radio, and I really hope that something happens. But, you know, it's a strange industry. We tried AM stereo, and we couldn't pull it off. And now we're trying to do digital audio broadcasting, and maybe we will and maybe we won't. But satellite radio, that's, you know, you turn it on in Toronto, you drive to Los Angeles and keep it with you. So there's something to be said for that, too.
A lot of things would have never happened in this industry had it not been for Bob Lane. And
well,
I want to
thank you.
Thank you,
Tom. That's a hell of a compliment.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
9:54, Nancy checks traffic.
And still a few slow spots on the 401, but it is much improved from what it was earlier. Still busy heading south on the Parkway, Shepherd to Lawrence, only minor delays on the QEW. Still, though, quite congested on the Gardner, anywhere from the Humber to Dufferin. In town, we have a collision blocking eastbound Eglinton at Jane. We also have reports of problems on Adelaide between Duncan and John as well. We still have that closure at the intersection of Industrial Parkway and St. John's, just north of the city here. We are looking at a mix of sun and cloud. 12 the high today. Cloudy with sunny periods. Windy but very warm, getting all the way up to 19 on the thermometer tomorrow. Currently, though, it sits at 9 degrees at 10:50 Chum.
9:55. Before we leave the studios, ladies and gentlemen, something for the senior citizens in the audience, Bob.
I have the top 10 songs for those who are over 60.
Top 10 songs for those over 60.
Number 10. Herman's Hermits, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Walker. Number 9, the Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Hip? Number 8, the Temptations, Papa's Got a Kidney Stone. Number 7, Ringo Starr, I Get By with a Little Help from Depends. Number 6, Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Hair. Number 5, Leo Sayer, You Make Me Feel Like Napping. Number 4, Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Lose Your Liver. And, of course, in this business.
I help write that one, yeah.
The Commodores, Once, Twice, Three Times to the Bathroom. Number 2, The Rolling Stones, You Can't Always Pee When You Want.
And the number one.
Bobby Darin, Splish, Splash, I Was Having a Flash.
At 9:57. Thanks,
Last
Bob.
Season, it was hailed as television's best family drama, but you probably didn't see it. This year, the new VR brings Everwood to where it deserves to be, in primetime, Mondays at 9. Treat Williams stars as a surgeon who, after the death of his wife, moves his family to Everwood, Colorado. The LA Daily News says Everwood is the best TV drama that's not a cop show. Not a cop show. Everwood, Mondays at 9 on the new VR. And for more great family TV, catch 7th Heaven Tuesdays at 8 on the new VR.
The back seat doesn't give you the best view of the road, but you do see something else. The people sitting up front, your mother, your brother, your dad. If you can see the top of their heads over the top of the headrest, you could save them from a painful or fatal neck injury. Their headrest should be up and even with the top of their heads. So tell them, rest up and save your neck. Learn more at IBC.ca, Insurance Bureau of Canada, representing the companies who protect your home, your car, your business.
So many awards, so many accolades, so many reasons to celebrate success. It's the Mazda Protégé Days celebration. And when we win, you win.
with 0% purchase financing for 48 months on the top-rated Mazda Protégé and equally acclaimed Protégé 5. Hurry to the Mazda Protégé Day celebration and drive home a winner. Your Toronto Mazda dealers have all the info.
In my hand, I'm holding a rock from an esker, a rare 8,000-year-old rock formation up here in northern Canada that's the source of Esker spring water. This pure, fresh-tasting water isn't like other water. It's the only bottled water that comes from an esker. We call it nature's purifier. Imagine, it took 6 days to create the earth and 8,000 years to make an esker. Esker, water like no other. Available in most grocery stores now.
C-H-U-M, Bob Lane.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
You're listening to the great...